May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hearing this declaration from Jesus can be sustaining and foundational, the bedrock of a person's Christian identity, but not always. When I see these words, I sometimes flash back to my adolescent years when my relationship with Jesus was, let us say, fraught. I was caught between a desire for a deeper spiritual life and a feeling of alienation from those cool kids who attended Young Life Praise Jesus meetings and shared an exclusive bond with Jesus and one another and not me. They were so sure of Jesus, while I, with my doubts and questions and fascination with gray areas, I felt left out by those who had taken a leap of faith that I didn't feel comfortable with. And of course, feeling left out of anything is a special kind of hell for a teenager. The cool kids said that Jesus had the answers, but they must have been asking him different questions, because most of the time I just got more questions, or worse, silence. So for a long time, Jesus and I and the cool kids remained at somewhat of a distance. I am the way and the truth and the life. The writer of John intended this statement to be a foundational description of Jesus' identity as God incarnate, entwined with and beloved of the Holy One. But this statement is not always seen that way. The declaration that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life has become weighted with historical and cultural baggage. Now, for many, it acts as a kind of a password for inclusion within the Christian family. And on the surface, that really does make some sense, because as Christians, we have a Christian point of view, right? And to see Jesus describe himself as not only one with God, but also, and crucially, the human connection between creation and creator, that's something that we may take for granted as a bedrock of our faith. But a password for inclusion can too easily be used as a criterion for exclusion, and not just for leaving those who are not like-minded out, but also for going so far as to deliberately marginalize and demonize others as well. This past week, the church remembered the martyrs of the Reformation, both Protestants and Catholics, who were willing to die for their faith. And by extension, we also remembered with great contrition those Protestants and Catholics who were willing to kill for their faith. So this isn't just about being one of the cool kids. Like a rock that on the one hand can be a cornerstone, or on the other hand can be used as a weapon, Jesus' declaration that he is the way, the truth, and the life needs to be handled with care. The context is important. It's in what is known as the Jesus' farewell discourse. Four whole chapters in which Jesus outlines major themes of identity, love, discipleship, community, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, it's important to bear these in mind as we interrogate Jesus' description of himself as way, truth, life. We need to ask ourselves, how do we interpret Jesus' statement of identity in a way that aligns with these themes of identity, love, discipleship, community, and the Holy Spirit. How do we interpret it in that context? That's a good question. The setting for the farewell discourse, as you might expect, is in the upper room at the end of the Last Supper. Jesus has just washed the feet of his disciples. He has spoken of betrayal to Judas, of denial to Peter, and of love to all of his friends. Now Judas has gone out. The meal is finished, and the remaining 11 are all too aware of this precarious moment. Even if they're unsure of exactly what is to come, they are anxious and they are afraid. And Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Words of comfort and reassurance desperately, desperately needed. Jesus here reminds them of their faith and of their faithfulness, that they are equipped, even though they may not realize it, for what will come. He reminds them that the dream of God, like a house with many rooms, is capacious enough for all of God's children, all of them. He assures them that they are wiser than they think, and that they know where he is going. But Thomas, being Thomas, he needs the details. "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And there it is. The declaration that has launched not just a history-changing Jesus movement of love, healing, compassion, and justice, but also crusades, persecutions, colonialism, imperial expansion, and Christian fundamentalism. This Jesus, described in Peter's letter as a cornerstone, chosen and precious, this Jesus, entwined with God and humanity like a flourishing vine, how did this Jesus become a double-edged sword, at once cornerstone and at the same time a weapon of coercion aimed at those who do not fit in? Not only those who are not Christian, but also those who don't believe in the right kind of Jesus, whatever that means. Is this really about being right about Jesus? Or maybe about something else? "I am the way." I recently read just enough to be dangerous about something called egocentric bias, which is basically described as people's tendency to see things as more centered on themselves than is actually the case. And my mother used to call it center of the world syndrome. Who was she talking about? Under the influence of egocentric bias, we might see Jesus' statement as being from the standpoint of one who is focused on himself as the center of attention, because that's what we would do. "I am the way. I am the way." But that's not the only way to read it. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, Moses asks God to tell him God's name. And the response is, "God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" I am who I am. Now, this is the rough articulation of the unspeakable name of God, who is being in itself. It's often represented by the letters YHWH. And if spoken, it would be said Yahweh. Or better still, you could simply breathe it. Inhale, Yah, exhale, way. And in this vocalization, We can experience God as the breath of life in which we participate as we breathe in and which we share every time we breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. Well, now, wasn't that a digression? The point is that Jesus himself used these same words, I am, to describe himself as the bread of life, the light of the world, the door or the gate, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the true vine, and as the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. What if Jesus is not simply referring to himself as a distinct and unique being, the Jesus that is to be revered and worshiped as Messiah and God's Son? How does emphasizing the words I am instead of I am, how does that change the equation? Biblical storyteller Richard Swanson writes that Jewish teachers postulate that when you encounter the divine name, you are seeing a divine attribute in action. In the case of Yahweh, we see it through acts of rescuing, nurturing, claiming, and protecting, as we saw in the Exodus. Rescuing, nurturing, claiming, and protecting, or more succinctly, acts of mercy. In other words, to speak the name of God is to speak of mercy and justice. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mercy is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through mercy. This changes things. It's not just about Jesus. Or more to the point, it's not about Jesus unless it's about mercy. The stakes are so high. When we live in a world where people would rather shoot each other than listen to one another, when we live in a world in which the powers of division threaten to overwhelm the connection of community, in which it is more important to be right than to show humility and vulnerability, in which it is easier to throw stones than to build with them. In this world now, in this moment, we don't need to worship Jesus. We need to take a deep breath and follow him. Amen.